Okay, Rabbosai. We are up to Simen Kuf Pehei Se'if Dalet. This is a very, very famous halacha. This is really what comes up with Sefer Shmuos that makes the Rif put all of his reader in the Sefer Shmuos. Someone was in the middle of Tashmish while his wife was the Ora, and all of a sudden she says it's Macy. Now I must admit, this is not such a halacha lemaisa se'if of Shulchan Aruch, because I've never heard of nowadays, now that remember we discussed women don't really have hergushas like the ones did. I never heard of I'm sure statistically if you're a woman who become a need in the middle of Tashmish, just to work out the odds, it has to happen sometime. But I've never heard of a woman noticing she became a woman, like feeling she became a new little Tashmish. So I don't know if this would ever happen. But if in the middle of Tashmish, the woman says, all of a sudden I feel that I'm a Nida, who appears to be Yad Chayav Kari, she's just not called to be us. Okay, Kari is only amazing, but it would be a Harbin Chatas Shogeg. If he withdraws the Aver immediately, then he's Chayav Kari. Why? Because the withdrawal of the Aver is the same Hana as the insertion of the Aver, and that's considered my Sevilla. Basically, withdrawing the Aver is considered my Sevilla, so he's doing Bias Nida, and it's Nisar Karis. Okay, it's a Yasa. No, it's a part of Raglav Baritz. He sticks his toes into the ground, the Shoabu Disha, and stays without moving the Aver in or out. Achiyomasa Aver, until he loses his erection, Uporish Aver Mace, and then he's Porish without an erection, Aver Mace, and the rule is we pass him Shabish Mace. That if there's no erection, it's not considered a Maisabia, and therefore he's poreish without a Maisabia. Okay, there's a big discussion in the Beis Yosef about should he be Mizdazeah, should he not be Mizdazeah, which is all based on misunderstanding. He should be mentally Mizdazeah, that he's in such a halachic problematic situation. He should not be physically Mizdazeah, because then he would be doing what's called Disha, moving the Eber in or out, which would be an Isra Karis. And what is this thing about sticking his Yiporne Ragla Baritz? So the Rishonim explain what it means is that now that she's in need, that he has to minimize contact with her. How does he do so? Instead of leaning all of his weight on her, he has to lean his weight on his hands and feet off of her as much as possible so that he minimizes contact with her. He can't pull out, because that would be Hanalo Kubiyasa, but he has to sort of minimize how much of his weight he rests on her. So he minimizes the contact, even if only by a little. Okay, again, I'm not convinced that this is likely to happen nowadays. The male, continuing there, Mapachav Areses al Avira Sheval Yado, right? He should be full of fear and trembling on the Avira that came to his hand. That's, we showed him to say, he should be Mustazia. And the second thing we point out, well, Yismachal, he should lean on her as much as possible. Yismachal, Rago, the other, should lean on her to minimize the Hanoa of physical contact. Could we find a good case where this might be halach l'maisa nowadays? If you look at the Sechuvah's Pun Yud, he says, Ayinach HaMasdas, Do it in Shashima Shomach L'Vesta V'Shovi Yiminiz Kavar Emtza Tashma Sor Gam Ki Lifrosh Be'Aver Be'Aver Mace. Okay, he says two things. Second thing, he says, even if she has some sort of feeling, maybe just feeling tashmish, and therefore she can't be sure unless she actually sees the blood come out. So very, very rare then to have this. But then he says there could be a case you could have this. What if they're in the middle of tashmish, she's the whore, and all of a sudden she remembers it's her vesis. She forgot what that could happen. She forgot it was her vesis. All of a sudden she says, oh my gosh, the middle of tashmish, and it is my vesis. So we have to stop. So says the chavadas, the iser via during the vesis is very chomer. Therefore, he has to do this whole shtick before his paper mace, so he won't get hanah while pulling out during the vesis. However, all the achronim disagree with him. If you look at the priest who plays, he lech v'simla, okay, the Baalei Shulchan quotes. Basically, all the other achronim disagree with Chavos Das and say, no, this former is only for a doraisa, like a nida mamish. But since vesis are rabbanan, if they remember the middle of tashmish the vesis, they have to stop the tashmish immediately, but he doesn't have to do this whole shtick. Porish favor mace, he can just be porish normally and in the tashmish. So we don't pass like this kavos das in the first half of his Pesuk Tshuva Sif Katan Yud. Okay, continuing in the Ramah, he says, Pirish mana bikisho, you bashogi chul yadash aish also with a mana. What if he is parish mana bikisho with an erection? And that's the yeser d'oraisa of Yasnid, as we said, because it's yaso hanal of yaso, but it was bishogi because he didn't know this halacha. I assume most people don't know this halacha. It's a very obscure halacha. If you're not, you know, if you haven't learned Gemara, then you don't know this halacha. So what if he, and the achronim assumed there's true of any Yasnid of Shogi? What if some other really, really strange reason that someone did Yasnid of Shogi? So what you have to do, what's the kapara? Yisana arbarim yom. He has to fast for 40 days. The Einan Shrichli Yosutufim doesn't have to be 40 days in a row, meaning it's only during the daytime, not 24-hour fast, 12-hour fast. But it doesn't have to be 40 days in a row, 12-hour fast, like the Muslims do in Ramadan. Ra, kol shvoshne yom, kom shirichrishi, it could be 20 weeks, Monday and Thursdays. Uvalela time is also riyayim and basar at night. You don't have to fast, but you shouldn't, you're not allowed to drink wine or eat meat at night. The Pesach Tshuva brings down the Torah Shlomim. It's also the pagan Torah Shlomim. He's not sure if that means the night four, let's say you're fasting on Monday and Thursday, that means Sunday and Wednesday nights, not to have Basar Yayin, or Monday and Thursday nights, not to have Basar Yayin. He quotes the Marshal that says maybe you should not burn both of them. But if you look in the Mishnah Brura, in the parallel context of someone who's Chal Shabbos B'Shogeg, which is equally Chomer Aveira, perhaps, more or less, in Siman Shin Lamed Daled, the Mishnah Brura says it means the night after the fast. So the night after the fast is more mitzvah to the fast than the night before the fast, because it's right coming off fasting, right? That's where we get our idea that even when Tisha B'Av is nidche, right, to Yud, and then the night after Tisha B'Av is Yud Aleph, and there's no avelus, you still shouldn't have meat and wine, because after a fast, you shouldn't go to meat and wine. Anyway, so the chor we pass meats after the fast. Can't fast, give tzedakah in accordance with your financial situation. They take it very, very seriously. The woman doesn't need kapara. Why? Because it wasn't up to her how the husband pulled it out. She was an anusa with her. No one asked her opinion. What if they had tashmis not during the vestes? She didn't feel anything or see anything directly chulo, even if he finds it on the cloth he wipes himself. What's the thing? Let's say she finds blood on herself after Tashmish. So it might not be such a big affair. We'll get to that in Kaf Mesayim, because maybe the blood only came after Tashmish, and Tashmish is probably fine. But even if he wipes his Aver with the cloth and finds blood, so obviously the blood came during Tashmish, because how would it get on him? It came after Tashmish, it wouldn't be on him. So if it's on him, mocher came during Tashmish, mocher they did a maisa bias nida. Nonetheless, mikri ones, there's no kapara necessary whatsoever because it's an ones. He was just doing Tashmish, not during the vestas, exactly what he's supposed to be doing. There's no way for him to have known. Filo bod gatchila, even if she didn't do a bdika beforehand, to be paskin, you don't need to make the bdika beforehand. Even if she didn't kapara, lohu, velohi. Okay, that's just logical. There are some long pisvei chubas here, which I'm not going to chazer because, again, these are really things that that don't come up a lot nowadays. Basically, he goes through every scenario of what the wife did wrong and what the husband did wrong. The last case, what Rama is, no one did anything wrong. But what about every so we have two cases. Either no one did anything wrong, they were Mishamish, Shalom Mishash Vesta, and only afterwards realized there was blood, or only the husband did something wrong. That was a previous case. He pulled it out with a kishoy when he shouldn't have, and she didn't do anything wrong. Then he basically, the Achronim goes through every possible scenario, what they could have done wrong, when it's the husband's fault, when it's the wife's fault, when it's both of theirs fault, and tell you who needs kapara and who doesn't. It's all just applications of rudimentary logic, and it doesn't really come up nowadays, so we're not going to chazer. Just, you know, if you're interested, it's all in the Pesach Tshuva.
The first half of the Shofar is assuming that it is the Shas Vesas, and then...
No. The first half of the Shulchan Aruch is also not B'Shas Vestas.
So what's the lesson of the Yishushul B'Shas Vestas? It kind of implies everything before that was B'Shas Vestas.
Aha. Okay, so there are some Achronim who that is the Pesach Shubi Yudalit, right? That someone asked that question in the Noda Yehuda, right? In Shishub Mashmah, the Adi Amai B'Shas Vestas, how could it be? If you tell that B'Shas Vestas, then they should be Kapara, because they messed up by doing this. It's before Shulim Mark. The Mishamish Dan Vest becomes a Nida, then it is an Avira. And that's what that's the question someone asked the Nuda. And then you could just say, you know, it's not such a Merkur deal. Yeah, the Merlot didn't need to say the deal like now. Shalom Shas Vesta, until that was Shas Vesta. He just meant to give you this new, to make this new case clear. But he quotes here from the, from the note of Yehuda, that I'm not convinced by the Diak. Okay, but the note of Yehuda is convinced by the Diak, so he says the Diak is later on, it was not at the time of the Vesas. So what was the first half? Can't say it was at the time of the Vesas, because then about they both need Kapara, no matter how he withdrew, because they were Shamish during the Vesas. So rather, it's a case where, it's a case where she didn't have Vesas Kabbalah. Meaning the Sefer, the Ramah, she had a Vesas Kabbalah and it wasn't Shas Vesta. The Reisha is that she didn't have a Vesas Kabbalah. And she didn't have a Vesas Kabbalah. And if she doesn't have a Vesas Kabbalah, okay, then maybe you need a certain Pedikos, or whoever said you need Pedikos. But then obviously you don't need Kapara, because if she didn't have a Vesas Kabbalah, she wasn't expected to refrain. Okay, that is the, that's the note you could have answered here. Yes, Mark. It's in the Gemara. It's in the Gemara. And it's, you know, sort of implied here, because, I mean, it's implied that drawing counts as Hashmish, and drawing behavior base doesn't count, but it's a principle of the Gemara. Okay, let's go to Kof Peivav. Kof Peivav is very alachal maisa. Aleph, we already sort of discussed. Not sort of. Aleph, we already discussed, because Aleph is, if Aleph is Isha Sheyesh Lavesses, that is the discussion of Kof Pei Dalet Sif Aleph, and we brought in at the time this if. So let's just counter briefly. Isha Sheish Leves Kabua Ain Tzri From Dika Falo Liv Pei Tash Bula Achdash. Member on the board, we have Rov Rishon or Simcha and Rama. In Kof Pei Dalet, we only have the opinion most Rishonim. In Kof Pei Vav, we bring up the Rambam and reject him. A woman with the Ves Kavua doesn't need Dika. Obviously, during the Ves Kavua. Don't tashmish at all. We're talking about when it's after Vesas. Doesn't mean you can all lift the yadash of Ach tashmish. But Adarava ain't lo lived on Bifnei Baal of Shas tashmish. Kadesh lo yolipo no kvo. Which we learned in Kof Pei Dalet. The Rambam that we mentioned at the time. Matrich lived on Ach tashmish. He beid echa who beid acher. The lures them shema rasa dam shas tashmo. Ledai tashmish. Ledai kotsnus both of shas tashmish. Swari shod yikar vechina. Okay, the Rambam is a big chumrah. That they both have to check themselves after Tashmish, in case Tashmish calls the blood, what we call Roma after Tashmish, and it's the Tznuos, what we call Mahatrin. The Mahatrin check themselves even before Tashmish, and we pointed out, oh, the Gemara says she's not allowed to, because it'll make the husband nervous in the Horesh. So we quoted the answer that Yosef brings here from, I think, the Magid Mishnah. Now, that only means right after Tashmish, but if it's a minute after Tashmish or before Tashmish, no problem. Anyway, but before we show the Iker, that's non-controversial. Everyone knows that we paskin like most Shonim. She doesn't need any Dikas at all. What's controversial is Sif Beis and Ein La Vesas Kabbalah. Here, it is Rashi on the Gemara. Already brings down two ways of learning the Gemara on Daf Yud Beis and Maseches Nidah. There's three Amudim in a row that tie into this. First, we have Yud Aleph and Beis. Let me read you from Yud Aleph and Beis. The Mishnah says, a woman has to do bdika every morning and every evening and before Tashmish. Obviously, every morning and every evening is days of Taros. Why nowadays? Every morning and every evening. And before Tashmish. Amram Yehuda or Shmuel lo shanu l'taros of a labala muteres. That's only for taros, but for Her husband, she is muteris without a bdika. Meaning, during the days of Taros, since she had to check for Taros, she also had to check before sleeping with her husband. And that's the days of Taros. Nowadays, when there's no Taros, it's only a matter of her husband, muteris right away. And the Gemara continues to say, didn't Shmuel already say it once? Because he said, a woman without a veses. Oh, sorry. One second. My Kamashwan, isn't it obvious? It says, no. We would have thought that only she has a veses. But without a veses, we wouldn't have known. So Shmuel has to tell us, even without a veses, she doesn't need a dika for her husband. So here we have Yerav Beis Isha She'ein Veses Ein Natsricha Bidika Lebala. Okay. Now that is Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Then there is Rabbi Zeira Amar Rabbi Yirmiya Amar Shmuel. Who says, give me a second. Yes. Amrav Zer, Amrav Yav, Amrav Yirmi, Amrav Shmuel. Isha she'en lo veses, asur l'shamesh ad shetibbo. Without a veses, she needs a bedikah before tashmesh. And the Gemara has a discussion on Yud Beis of an Aleph. It's also called Yud Aleph Beis. The main discussion is Yud Beis of an Aleph. And it says, Letaros Shmami Nokas over Shmolko. You might have thought, I'm not going to read the whole thing, that Emo Veses need to be Kalabala. Shmami Nokas over Shmolko, Kalabala, the white Dika, even without a Veses. That's also very explicit. Yud Beis of Aleph. Kalabala, Lo Boy Dika. Afilo, Emo Veses. Okay, well, this also very. Now we get to Yudaism and Beis. On Yudaism and Beis, we have a machlokes tanoi. Tanoi rabam isha she'im lo veses asur l'shamish. A woman without a veses, don't pass him yet, is not allowed to engage in tashmish. She can't sleep with her husband. Why? Because you never know when her period is going to come. And therefore, obviously, she has to get divorced. She doesn't get any money when she's divorced, and you never marry her because it's her fault. There's something wrong with her. She doesn't have that. Stay very married. Good thing, very married nowadays. Most of them never allowed to be married. Okay, but Rabbi Yehuda, the assumption is in his days, it's exceedingly rare for a woman not to possess us. We'll see, according to Shmuel Sadeshin, it really is rare. So she can't get married. Rabbi Chinim and Tignos, so we're no apostle like her married. Meshameshesh v'shnei Eden. She is meshamesh with two cloths, right? Eden, whatever you call them. That's what we call nowadays. Now called an eid bedika. Means the little cloth the woman does bedika with. Why is it called an eid? Pashtus, not because it testifies as to whether or not she's a nida, but the redox says meshayek is deged Eden means an Yeshaya means a cloth that you wipe off the blood with. So that's probably why it's called. That's what it says in Yeshaya. In any case, it comes from the Pasuk Beged Edim, not from Edus. But in any case, he says, Mesh Shnei Edim, Hainiv, Suah, Hain, Tiknuva. They will mess her up and they will fix her. Okay, what does it mean they'll mess her up? They'll fix her. I guess if she finds blood in them, she'll be messed. If she checks and she's in Edus, she'll be messed up. If she checks and she's clean, she'll be fixed. Okay. It's not exactly clear yet. What's this? They'll fix her and they'll mess her up. Why not just say she has to check herself, like until now? Okay, so some Rishonim don't necessarily make a big deal over these words. It's just a flowery expression of giving Tignos. We'll see. The Rav makes a big deal with that. He builds his whole theory based on these funny words. In any case, then the Gemara goes through a little analysis and they say, Now, luckily, we're going to come in. Take notes, she needs bedika. Okay. The halacha she needs b'tika. Hold on. If it means a woman who does taros, he already said it once. And if it means a woman who doesn't have taros, then it's not true. He says you don't need b'tika if you don't do taros. So it's this. So we're not sure what he meant. The amar zera amar rava bar yirmi amar shmuel, as it says after beis and aleph, isha she in lavesas asur l'shamish ad shetivdo v'kim lo asur b'taros. We say it's only asur b'taros. So here we're not sure. And Yudaism and Yudaism, what did he say? This is all Shmuel. He said, Halacha ke Rav Chanina ben Antignos, meaning Sricha Bedika, she needs two Edom. Right? So what does he mean? If he meant when she goes Zekas Bataros, then he already said that. Asur l'shamishat shetivdo. And if he means she's not receptive to taros, that goes against him. Okay, let's. Let me make this a little more clear. In Alfon Beis, he says, "Mosekas bataros sricha bedika." The Bala ain't it? You base him an alf. Osakis Bitaros. Sri Chabdika. The Bala ain't it? Now, all of a sudden he says, Halacha Rechim and Tigno Sri Chabdika. And the Gemara asks, says, it is a. I don't know if it's a stira, right? It's either redundant or contradictory, right? Meaning, if he was talking about a woman who's second to Taurus, it's redundant. Why is she going to say it twice? And he's talking about a woman who's not a second to Taurus, he contradicted himself. That's the worst question. Whereas the answer is manda masni halo masni ba. Whoever taught one didn't teach the other. It's a machlokas within Shmuel. Now you see, the Gemara said, "Hold on, we have a problem. It's either contradictory or redundant." The answer is they were said by different people. Okay, it's redundant and they were said by different people, or it's contradictory and they were said by different people. Right? It's a big nafkamina. We're not sure how to parse this manda. I mean, we know manda masni halo masni ba. Two different deos. Right, and the Gemara doesn't relate to the statement Yud Aleph and Beis, but let's assume that it goes with Yud Beis and Aleph. Right, who was talking here? One was Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, and one was Rabbi Zera Amar Rabar Bar Yirdi Amar Shmuel. Let's call this Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Let's call this Rabbi Zera Vechuli. Shmuel. So, okay, the answer is Machlokas to Rav Zera and Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, you see, there are two ways to parse this. What are the two ways to understand this? One way is that it's redundant and man de masni ha lo masni ha, meaning the okimta is Osekas Bataros. The Okimta is, and we have Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, Rabbi Chanina, and Tignos, was a woman who's doing Taros. All redundant. He already said a woman doing Taros needs Medika. The answer is, whoever said this didn't say that, right? It's redundant. Two different Amorites said redundant things in the name of Shmuel. That could be. It wasn't redundant. I said it and you said it. That is Rashi's Pshat. Right? This is Rashi's Pshat. In which case, okay, that's Rashi's shot. The other option is, no, it's contradictory. Meaning the Okimta is, Eina Osekas Pataros. Maybe it's a woman who's just Labala. And then it's a contradiction. Here he's saying, Labala, you need Batika. And then based on Aleph saying, Labala, you don't need Batika. And Man Damasli Ha. Lo masniha, meaning what comes out. This is the pshat of Rabbi Yochanan that Rashi quotes without saying Rashi. I didn't know Rabbi Yochanan. But Rashi says it's the mafarsh. Some people saying Rashi rejects it, meaning it's a machlokas and halach lemaisa. In which case, lebala, lekulei alma, lo baya bedika. Or you say no, it's a contradiction, and there's two different amarim. And what do you say? Lebala lefi Rabbi Seira lo baya bedika, lefi Rabbi Yehuda baya bedika. Okay, that's the basic machlokas. When on the third page on the page, Rabbi Yehuda ben Shmuel says halach b'rechinim and antignos, does he mean even for a woman nowadays? Halach b'rechinim and antignos, and he's arguing on Rabbi Seira on her Shmuel, and then you have machlokas whether a woman needs bedika nowadays, or do we say no? He's talking about osex of the Torah, so he's just being redundant with Rabbi Seira. Okay, that's machlokas, and even in this case, how do you know how to pass it? But nonetheless, Rabbi Yochanan Paskin is like the more machmir shita. Okay, that's the machlokes. One of the main reasons why Rashi and all the Rishonim like his chapter is because Adaf Yud Aleph on the page, which is not mentioned here, it's also Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So, we know what Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says. He says the Baal, you don't need the deacon. That makes Rashi much better than Rabbi Hananel. The Rishonim answer Rabbi Hananel, no, it's also machlokes between the Talmid of Rabbi Yehuda, it's also machlokes between the Talmid of Rabbi Yehuda, what he held. Okay. Meaning, what you have to say here is the fear of Zera, lo ba'i of the Dika. Oh, lefi. Talmud Echad, the shame Rav Yehuda, which makes it a little dachuk. According to Rav Zeri, you don't need the dika. You have the base of it out. According to some Talmud, in the name Rav Yehuda, you don't need the dika. You have the base. According to other Talmud, in the name Rav Yehuda, you need the dika, and that's how we pass it. Nonetheless, that's the Rach comes out with the chuk. You see how logically you would not be fine to say like the Rach. First of all, this pshat is dachuk. Even according to his pshat, you have more Talmudim saying you don't need the dika than you do need the dika. And nonetheless, he passes the chumra. Okay, how does everyone else paskin here? Basically, all the Rishonim, if you look at the Beis Yosef, there's a clear ethnic split. All the Rishonim Ashkenaz paskin like Rashi. Right? All the Rishonim Ashkenaz paskin like Rashi, and all the Rishonim Svara paskin like Rabbi Hananel. Meaning the Rif, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rashba, pass like Rabbi Hananel, the Smag, or the Bali Tosos, the Sefer Truma, Paskin like Rashi. Okay. Who was one of the Rishonim Ashkenaz and then moved to Sfarad? The Rush. Now Rush is funny. What does the Rush say? He says, I'm sure that who's right? I'm sure Rashi's right, but I'm afraid to mess with the Rabbi Hananel because there's a Masorah and Rishonim, the cold war of Divri Kabbalah. Not what we call Kabbalah. Remember, in the days of Rishonim, they didn't use the word Kabbalah for what we call Kabbalah. They used the word Sod for that. They used the word Kabbalah the way we use the word Masorah. Meaning, Rabbi Hananel was the link between the Gaonim and the Rishonim. He carried over the Masorah from the Kufas Gaonim to the Kufas Rishonim. Therefore, they were all very afraid to mess with Rabbi Hananel because called the word the Masorah. So the Rush, even though he was originally one of the Rishonim Ashkenaz, and usually follows the Masorah of Ashkenaz, where he lived most of his life until persecution drove him to move to Spain. Nonetheless, here he is Machmir Lamaisa, like Rabbi Hananel, because he's afraid to mess with him because he's Divrei Kabbalah. So far we have two deus. One dea is that you don't need anybody. Now that we know Taurus, everybody's now making this one. Meanwhile, nobody is necessarily whatsoever even without a SS. And the other daya is that no, halach was like Rechanim and Tignos for a woman without a SS. Even Labala. And therefore you do need to be ghost.
within meeting the Dikos, there are still two ways to interpret this. What are the two ways to interpret this? Do you make a big deal out of those words, hein ibsua v'hein teknua, or not? One derech is just to say, you need bedikos, right? What's the lashon? Where'd it go? Of Reb Chanina ben Antignos. Mishameshes b'shnei eden. Mishameshes b'shnei eden. She needs two cloths for every tashmish. Who holds that? Even within Rabbi Chanina doesn't say what he means. You could just take the Mishameshes b'shnei eden as the ikar, right? She always mishameshes b'shnei eden for her whole life. Who says that? The Rush and the Rambam. The Rambam is not interpreting Rabbi Chanina. Okay, what's the other option? Hein ivsua v'hein teknua. They will mess her up and they will fix her. What's the fixing her? If you say, well, every time she checks, she sees if she's nida or not nida. That's not they'll fix her and they'll mess her up. That's just like she checks. Like, why do you need extra words? Hein ivsua v'hein teknua. Rather, must be saying, no, there's some special power to fix her or mess her up. More than just knowing if she's a nida or not. So what's that special power? So says the Riff, a tremendous kiddush. But he gets it out of the Kalashim. Says the Riff. Only the first three times. Says the Riff only the first three times. What does the Riff do? He puts this together with a brisa later in Maseches Nida, the brisa of Simchat Pei Zayin. A woman who's raw machmas tashmish. He invents, not invents. It's a sugya in the Maseches Nida. Right? It's the next seven. If you go, now we're on Daf Yud Beis. If you skip from Daf Yud Beis to Daf Samech Yud Beis, it says, Tana Rabbana Ro Dam Daf Machmas Tashmish. A woman who bleeds because of tashmish. Does three tashmishes. And if she happens three times, she can't be mishamish, she has to get divorced. Okay, there's a concept called, rodam machmas tashmish, meaning there's a phenomenon that tashmish might cause the woman, period, to come. Yeah, when I say period to come, I don't necessarily mean like the whole monthly period, meaning that it will cause some hormones that will cause a woman to bleed menstrual blood. It can only be one drop. It could be in addition to monthly period, whatever it may be. But somehow, or tashmish, the hormonal experience of tashmish will cause her to release some dam from the lumber. Roa machmas tashmish. You understand, this is a big problem. So unlike all the other vestos, if she has a vesis to bleed every 35 days, so she'll be parish every 35 days. She has a vesis to bleed on Rosh Chodesh, she'll be parish every Rosh Chodesh. If she has a vesis that she's going to get her period whenever she feels cramps in her stomach and whatever, so when that happens, she'll be parish. If she has a vesis, whenever she jumps, does a somersault, she'll bleed, and she won't. Then when she somersaults, she'll be parish. But if she's a vesis, whenever she has tashmish, she'll bleed. Then she has to not have tashmish when she's having tashmish, which means no tashmish ever, which means she has to get divorced. And what does it say there? She does three times to check her pattern. And if for three times it happens, then that's established a pattern that it's always going to happen, she has to get divorced. And the assumption is for three times it doesn't happen, then she knows she's okay. Right? That's not the case of the right, so it's the obvious implication. So what the Riff does, he puts two and two together. He takes out Bavon and Beis and puts it together with your Beis and Beis and says, that's what Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos meant by these mysterious words, Hein Ivesua v'Hein Teknua. These two Edom mess her up or fix her. Meaning, she, of course, she has Mishamesh the Edom, but only three times. They will mess her up if for three times she finds Rodam Machmas Tashmish, then she has to get divorced. She's basically back to her Maryland, right? She has to get divorced, then she gets no money, and etc. If three times it's clean and she's not a Ramach Tashvish, then she's fixed. Fixed means she doesn't have to check anymore. Now she's fixed. She's a Seder. So that's the Rif's Chiddush. It doesn't say anything about three times in this Gemara. But he takes another Gemara about Tashmish and checking in three times and finds these funny words of Rechmim and Tignos, Hingib Suah, Behim Tiknuah, puts two and two together and comes up with this Chiddush. And many Rishonim follow him. For example, the Ramban and the Rashba, the Beis Yosef quote, follow the Rif. Okay, he also quotes the Raivan as following the Rif, but the Shachlis have a good point that the Beis Yosef only quoted the boring part of the Raivan without the interesting part of the Raivan, which is a little funny, and maybe messed up here's the Raivan. I don't know. I mean, you can quote the interesting, unique part of the Raivan. Okay, he quotes the Raivan as agreeing with the Rif. In the end, then, we have three Shitas. In the end, we have three shitas. The most machmir shita is the Rosh and the Rambam, based on the Rin Hananel. Rin Hananel doesn't tell us before he goes. I assume the Rif thinks Rin Hananel goes his way, and the Rambam thinks Rin Hananel goes his way. That, for your whole life, if you have no besses, you always have to check. The middle shita is the Rif. No, you have to check three times. If you have a Vesas, then we're not afraid you'll be Ramach Tashmish. Because we know exactly she sees when she sees and not when she doesn't. We don't suspect weirdness. But once she doesn't have a Vesas, you never know what to suspect. Maybe she's going to be Ramach Tashmish, so you have to check three times. And the Mikel Shita is the Rishonei Ashkenaz, who say that you don't have to check at all, which is a Pashup shot in the Gemara, which is definitely the better Shita in the Gemara. Okay, just before we see how we pass it, one other technical issue, which are, what are these, Misha, what are these, what's the lashon again? I'm sorry. Rechanim and Atignus's lashon is, Mishamesh Vishneid. What are the two? What are these two? What are the two Eidim for? So here we have three shitas. What are the two Eidim for? One shita is the Rif. Says the Rif, they are one for him and one for her to check afterwards. Why? Because for the Rif, what's the point? The boy isn't checking beforehand. It's not that we want to check to make sure she's not in either before Tashmish. No, we don't suspect she's needed before Tashmish. Our suspicion, not she's needed before Tashmish. Our suspicion is maybe she became needed during Tashmish. So the two cloths are for checking after. What are the two checking afterwards? So it means he has to check afterwards, wipe himself afterwards, and she has to wipe herself afterwards. So, who did he? Ah, Tashmish. Back to the two cloths. One, him, and one for her. The Rush says a little different. The Rush says we never find that he has to check himself. Where does it say anything in Shas about the man checking himself? Like I said, it could be he could check himself to see if there's blood in the paper, but it never says that in Shas. No, it talks about the woman checking herself. As a matter of fact, it's not the exact context, but short high school, someone taught us the first mission, the second parak of the Midah, Kalayad, Hamar, Belivdo, Benoshim, Shubachas, that we quoted earlier this year, Kuvah, Noshim, Tikazi. Not a bad for a man to check. He's not supposed to, he's not supposed to touch himself. Should, could lead to bad things. So he says, who's sending another man checking? Instead of the Rush, be with me, Tashmish. And her after Tashmish, those are the two Eidim. She checks herself before and she checks herself after. Does it actually have to be two different cloths? Lavdavka. She could use one, check that it's clean, use it again. Look, I guess it's used as two different incidents. And the Ramban is the most machmir. And the Ramban agrees with him. He combines all the chumras. One cloth is him, Acher Tashmish. And the other cloth is her, lifnei the achar tashmish. Meaning there's two cloths, but three bedikos. He uses one cloth is the his cloth. for after. The other cloth is the her cloth for before and after. Okay, so that's my focus. Exactly, we have to figure out this technicality, how we paskin. So, let's see. The Mechaber, says the Mechaber. Chof pein vav beis. Im ein la vesko, if she has no vesko, if she has a vesko, she's home free. And we don't pass like the run. Im ein la vesko, vua shalosh pe'anim ha'rishonim, tzrichim livdo, kodim tashmish, ve'achar tashmish. The first three times. Okay, so we now have the Mechaber paskins. Like the middle shita. The Mechaber passed like the middle shita the first three times. I know he's going to say Yeshomer, but this is the stop, right? Assumption, stam Yeshomer, and he's passed like stam the first three times. He has to check. They have to check before Tashfish and after Tashfish. He with his aid, her with her aid, which means he's passed like the Rambam. Before and after him and her, it's a total of three checks. Okay, why does pass like the Rambam? I don't know. It could be that just might as well pass him. Machmer first three times, might as well do it, right? Or maybe he was convinced by the Rambam. Then posted of also shows from Shane Rodam Sash, and if she's massing herself three times, then she's not Rodam Sashvish. She'll make it to the well, if they touch well, then she doesn't need the rest of her life, not before or after Tashvish. That is the riff. Ula Rambam Bar Rash, but according to the Rambam, the Rash is more chamer, calls man Shane Lopesis. As long as she doesn't possess her whole life, she can be called Ola Kodin Tashvish after Tashvish. She has to be dika forever before and after Tashmish. That's the Rosh. Well, Rambam, Matzor Shigama, Ba'yiv, the Gatzmach, for Tashmish, the Rambam, she before and after, and also the husband. Okay, so it also brings down, this is the Mechaber, in his daily, it's in his second opinion, but the Stami, it's a possible, like the first opinion, because he says that Stami is not luck, and this only has the opinion of the Rambam and the Rosh. Let us read a few technicalities in the Ramah. They don't have to check between and after every tashmish, multiple tashmishes in one night. Just all night long, they use one aid. And in the next day, they need bedika. Okay, this is a very confusing line. It's confusing in the Gemara also. It's a machlokes rishonim. What is he mean by bedika? It seems pretty clear that what he means is not bedika, checking your body. Bedika, lighting a lamp and checking the cloth. Meaning, if they have many tashmishes, then all night they don't need to light a lamp and check the cloth in the middle of the night. Rather, they use a cloth for all the bedikas they need all night long, for how many tashmishes they have, and then in the morning they check that cloth. And this is Torah Shemar. What if she wipes herself and loses the cloth? It's actually pretty obvious. Lachora, she wipes herself and loses the cloth. Before Tashmish, she loses the cloth. She has to wipe herself again before Tashmish because she can't be Mishamish until she checks herself first because she doesn't have a Vesis. Okay, so these are just details. Now, here's where it gets controversial. The Shach here has a full-out assault on the Mechaber. And the Shach is exceedingly convinced that the Paskin like Rashi and Rishoni Ashkenaz. You don't need the because of all, not even the first three times. He's exceedingly convinced that you don't need the because at all. And what's his Chiddush? His Chiddush is, yeah, I'm going to point out, he cheats a little. He says, well, everyone is only machmir if they're afraid of the riff, but I'm going to give you a better shot of the riff. I'm going to point out that, no, the Rosh is machmir to freedom. The Rach, out of the riff. But nonetheless, the Shach thinks, meaning, what does the Shach think? If he can take away the authority of the riff, then pretty much everyone would agree to be Nechel. And he claims everyone until him misunderstood the riff. He points out in the end, this isn't only his shot of the riff. It's a very Chiddush shot in the riff. It's the right shot in the riff. The right in the Bali Nefesh has a shot in the riff. So what is the Shach and Raivin's shot in the riff? I must admit, with all due respect to the Raivin and the Rush, and a lot of respect is due, I really don't see how this is a Tashem shot in the riff. It seems fanciful to me. Okay, but, and to most of many Achronim. Okay, but to the Shach, the Raivin, it's a pretty powerful combination. It made sense. They said we all misunderstood the riff. The riff said she has to be Bedikas three times to check herself or fix herself. And we thought he meant when she first gets married, she has to do the bikkus three times. That's not what he meant. Rather, what the Rif meant is, go back to the right end of okay, which says, if a woman sees dam machmas tashmish, she has to check three times. What does that mean? If she once saw dam machmas tashmish, now she has to check three times. And they say, this says the shach, that's pshat of the Rif. He never meant when you get married, you have to check three times. When you get married, you don't have to check at all. He really held like Rashi. He was just said, I really hold like Rashi. I'm just pointing out this whole Rif Chanina ben Antignos would also be relevant to another case, which is of a woman once saw dam after tashmish, she's mishamish. And, you know, when she checks the bed later, she sees dam. Now already she has a leisa safek. Now she has to check three times, the next three times. But it's only if she has a reisa, if it happens once. If it happens once, she has to check three times. But a normal woman never has to check. That's the chiddush of the shach. That basically, what's he saying? Plus Rif, Lefi, Ravid, the Shach. Okay, they see that's the Rif man. If that's the Rif man, then if the Ramban and the Rashbam understood the Rif, they would pass him like I'm passing properly, they would pass him like me, and everyone would pass him the Chumash was based on misunderstanding of the Rif, and Shalom Yisrael. That's the Psak of the Shach based on the Ravid. And he ends with Kinduma Shekain Amadabar. It seems to me that's the Minigolam, he says. And then he says that's the Minigolam. Kinduma, he thinks that's the Minigolam. Okay, so this is a big machlokus on Hingamazel. How do we pass it? Like the Machaber, like the Shach, Machora, like the Rosh and the Rambam, is not going to be such a wide option. None of that from the past. The way to do pass like the Machar, you the first few times, so like the Shach, but you don't. Says the Pesach Tshuva, Sivkot and Beis, Shach Pasach Dein Tzricha B'dika, see him Mechina Amad Debar, Ba'ayim and Torah Sashlam, and who says, okay, the Minig is Lohakel, fine, but Minastam, you shouldn't be more Mekel than Machar and Rabba. I mean, you still should have Rabba like the Machar. Minastam, you have to map like the Machar. And then he quotes the Chavaz Das. He quotes the Chavaz Das in a funny way. I don't understand why he quotes it to Chavaz Das in such a funny way. I see in my Shulchan Aruch. I have like notes on the side that also don't understand. Chavaz Das says, yeah, well, even if you want to be Mekel, you still need a kinyuch, you still need an external light. That's not what Chavaz Das says. Chavaz Das says, we're machber like the Mechaber. And the Mechaber meant you need an external light. But in any case, the Chavaz Das was machber against the Shach, which was Shlom is machber against the Shach. This is a big machlokas. And ad hayom hazeh, it is a big machlokas. There's the Rish Moshe who says the halach is like the shach, but it's good to be machmer. You know, so he sort of takes it in between position. Rish Moshe, the Ikra Hadin says the halach is like the shach. Lamaisa is a big machlokas ad hayom hazeh. There are different, what I've seen in America, there are different hagim. Ray Willis says we hold like the shach. Notice, even the Shach would admit, if a woman was married for a long time, and then all of a sudden one saw Machmas Tashmish, she would then have to check three times. Okay, but if her whole life she never sees Machmas Tashmish, then she never has to check three times. Right? So, very really possible, like the Shach, in America, from what I've seen, it's sort of 50-50. I don't mean 50% of real America follow very Willie. All the other Gori who were in America also argue about this. Some people in America follow the Shach. Some people in America follow the Machaber. For reasons that I'll explain a little later as well, you know, if you ask me, you know, this whole thing is Chash is different. A, this whole Chash Darabanan, so the Horn Darabanan follow the Shach more Mekel. B, my river willing is Mekel. Not to mention the fact that C, according to modern day science, like we don't really think that it's common that a woman be grown after tashmish. Like the scientists say, do not really have a very clear mechanism as to how this could be common. And not to say it's impossible. I don't mean it's like something that's against the laws of physics. But it's just something that's not within the normal things that even happen 1% of the time. In modern science, so it's a little funny to have to be so machmir to check for it. If Melus machlokes anyway, it's good because we sound like a kill. And another reason I'll say soon, Lenia's deity, if I was in America, I'd be so much on a kilom follower. So I could say, like, shach, no need to check three times. However, in Eretz Yisrael, from what I've seen, the minig everywhere is like the machat. So I'm reluctant to make one Eretz Yisrael. After all, it's a, might have a minig hachmir. When I teach chassanim in America, I teach them like the shach. When I teach them in Israel, I teach them like the machaber, A, minig amako, and B, it's like in Israel, like if you teach them like the shach, then at some point they discuss it with someone, and all of a sudden someone says, but you're a guy, you didn't do what everyone's supposed to do. And then they feel bad, and it's awkward. While in America, they'd say, well, you know, some poskim are machmir. Okay, but some poskim are mako, so they did like half the issues in America. I'm saying, if money is like, that would be my hachra, then in America, I'd possibly like the shach, but in Israel, I'd be a little afraid because I haven't, you know, in terms of menigo olam, everyone sees me like the machaber, so I would be machmir reluctantly, perhaps, like the machaber. Okay, that's my opinion.
I would say that if she was machmas tashmish later on, then she does have to do a really good one in the shach.
Yeah, that's the shach says that's what the riff means. He means, now you have to do it three times when you first get married. You have to do it three times if it happens once.
Wasn't he saying in the riff that then Sulis more of like a post that has to be that when she first gets married? No?
That's his, he has two pshatim in, why in Ksubos did he not say that he's only talking about a woman who it happened to once, right? So either he meant it, he just wasn't specifying, or there he was saying, if you just want to clarify, she gets Ksuba at the beginning of your marriage. But he admitted that the main case of the riff is when it happens once. He just was misunderstanding. I mean, he admitted that in Hilchas Nida, right, which is found in Sefer Shvuos, the riff said this twice, Ksuba said in Nida. He admit in Shvuos. In Shvuos, the riff meant, if it happens once, you have to check the next three times. In Ksuba, he just said 2 days, where the riff also meant it happened once, just didn't say it. Or there, he meant, check three times at the beginning if you're interested in knowing whether she gets Ksuba. But it's clear that he interprets the riff in Shvuos to mean you have to check if it happens once. So the Chora, even if you are Mako, like the Shach, if it happens once, then she has to check the next two times. Okay. It probably won't happen again, still. So don't get too excited.
I was going to forward the Shach to make this Mako. I'm saying anytime it's after the first.
Anytime. Now, here's an interesting question. What if someone changes their mind? They got married, and their chassan teacher taught them like the Shach. And then they get a new Rebbe who passes them like the Machaber. They're married for 3 years, then all of a sudden they decide they want to follow the Machaber. So do they now have to do three times? So that's Machlok Zaposkin, the Shevet HaLevi. On this Se'if, Sif Katan Gimel says, Bim Hayu Harbe Bios Man Rav Lo Rasa, Ash Lo Bodka, Hashiva Kibodka, Afro Luxu, Shein Rav Afras Hashmish. Says the Shevet HaLevi. I mean, it's quoted from Shot, but it's just organized here. Sifkan Gimel, the Sif. He says, if they've been married a long time, and then be a many times, and never noticed any Ramach Mastashvish, but even though they never formally checked, like, if they sleep together three times and just don't notice anything, that's not Tiknua. That doesn't prove she's okay. But if they've been married for years, they slept together 100 times, and she never noticed anything, not notice anything 100 times is as good as checking and finding it clean 3 times. That's the spur of the Shevet HaLevi. It's common sense. The Bavli HaShulchan doesn't like this because Sukula. The Bavli HaShulchan says he disagrees. Even if it's 20 years later, she still has to check 3 times. Lamaisa, that it's enough to be Machber. If someone wants to be Machber like the Machaber, but we should also be Machber like the Bavli HaShulchan. We should follow the Shevet HaLevi. So if someone changes their psak in the middle, this is a shayla that actually could come up. My chassan teacher never taught me about these 3 times. And all of a sudden, you know, I now have a rabbi who says that we pass like the machaber. What should I do? The answer is, if you've been married for a month, then do bodika 3 times like the machaber. You change your psak. But if you were married for a year or two, or 20 or 30, then don't worry about it anymore and rely on the Shevet HaLevi. Okay. So basically, even those who follow the Shach, after a year or two, are being guilty of the Mechaber, based on the Sheikh Khalif. Now, here's where it gets complicated. Okay, one other, let's say, details. So if you assume like the Shach, there are no details. If you assume like the Mechaber, then we need to fill in some details. So, A, how about the Chavos Das? The Chavos Das says you only need kinuach to wipe externally, not to bedika and go inside to the chumrin of stocking. Do we pass back the Chavos Das or not? Not clear. Again, to the Pesach Tshuva, only we know the Chavos Das. He likes the Chavos Das. However, the Minhag Olam will not like the Chavos Das. To the best of my knowledge, in all of the Chasam Kala classes where they teach the Mechaber, they don't teach the Chavos Das. The Shulchan Harav here says against the Chavos Das. Okay, it's Machlokes from Shonen. The Rashba is Mefurish against the Chavos Das. The Shulchan Harav says you need a full bedika. The Minhag Olam is like the Shulchan Harav, a full bedika. So, one is how deep says the Chavos Das Kinuach, just wipe externally, says the Shulchan Harav. Bedika, proper bedika, not just an external wiping. And the Minhag Olam is like the Shulchan Harav that you have to do a proper bedika. The other question is, what are the first three times? What are the first three times? So, number one, when are the first three times? Look in the Pesach Tshuva Sukkotin Dalit. I am Shuvim Arpadu Shekat Bafilu Isha Sheim Lavesas Imi Meuderesh. So, like it's done, main turn of Bika Kach Kosmu Lechaziak Mesu Beitar Veshmo Mirpashu Adin Meimika Dechad Time. If she's a Meuderes or a Meimika. Remember that this luck is dumb in, then even if she doesn't have a Vesses, we don't suspect she'll get a period because she's Mr. Luck is dumb in. And therefore, she doesn't need these Bedikos. If she doesn't need the Bedikos, then that means they don't count even if she does them. Meaning, if she gets pregnant, then she becomes Potter from these three Bedikos. And again, Potter also means you can't be Yotze. Right? She can't do the three Bedikos when she's pregnant or nursing. So let's say a woman on the wedding night gets pregnant. She's very, very lucky. On the wedding night gets pregnant. And then, after a year after childbirth gets her period again. And then sleeps with her husband, does a bedika, gets one clean of the three times. Then gets pregnant again. Then she can't do the second time yet. So she's a baby, and a year and a half later, she gets her period again. And, you know, it could easily take her a few years if she's, you know, obviously, statistically unlikely. But, okay, not when she's pregnant or nursing.
That's it. A woman gets married after menopause.
Or when she's a zakena, or after menopause. She gets married after menopause, then she's also budget for this. Or a katana, but we don't do that nowadays.
And then that means, is that LP nowadays step up? Not baby.
LP nowadays step up. LP nowadays step up. When? I don't mean when before or after. We say after him, after, and her before and after. Yeah?
So let's say you find out 2 weeks later she was pregnant, but you're not sure when. This is really not what I'm curious.
Well, I mean, it's the idea I remaster because in Suffolk you can't make a chazaka. So I remaster or afraid that maybe she was pregnant at the time. I mean, she has at least one tashmish before she was pregnant because that's how you get pregnant. But yeah, otherwise I wouldn't count it. That would be weird. When? So not Meuberes Umeinika, or for that matter, Zakeh, it was Petur Legamre. But as a king, it's Petur Legamre, it doesn't work. Maybe you don't say she's never going to stop being a king before. But Meuberes Umeinika, okay. Also, this is a smara, they are going to point out, not the first time, because the first time, what's she going to find if she checks? Not the silver. Right, so not Dam Besulim. Oh, how do you know how long is Dam Besulim? The first time is Dam Besulim. We assume it comes up at Dam Besulim. How about the second time? So here there are different days among the Mori Hora, but the most makabel day is the first time. Don't do these checks because you're going to find Dam Basulim. It doesn't prove anything. The second time, you're not sure if they're still Dam Basulim or not. So Lemaisa, like the whole point of the checks is to get Bados. The second time, they're might not be Dam Basulim, so you're not really going to get any Bados. So therefore, the minig is that even the second time you don't check. If the second time you see there's no more Basulim, then you start on the third time. So basically we say, not the first night, not the first Bia, not the second Bia. If the second Bia is clean, then you'd start on the third Bia. So now when you're Dam Basulim, or you think there might still be Dam Basulim. And here's the tricky part. Yes?
Well, at least in case where it's like a suffix, or like the second time we don't like just say you need to go like a shach or whatever.
No, because if you're machmal like the mechaber, the whole point is you have to machzik yourself of not real machmas tashmish. You machzik yourself. You need a bados. Think.
Right.
You say, but you're not sure if you have to machzik yourself. Okay, tzarchim. Let's leave tzarchim. Look at Sif Gimel, we'll say. Isha she'ena rov v'chol miyudal yom achar tibasa v'la achar yudal yom im lakeva yudal yom tina kene isha she'ish laveses. This is the famous talk of the Trumas Hadeshin. The Trumas Hadeshin held, right, not like the Shach. Trumas Hadeshin, the Trumas Hadeshin, I think he was within the Rush. Yes, Trumas Hadeshin was within the Rush. The Rush says, if you have no Veses, you always need Dikos. Says the Trumas Hadeshin, what about a regular woman nowadays? What is the average woman nowadays? She doesn't have Veses Kavua, but she has Semi Kavua. They're called Trumas Hadeshin. Veses Trumas Hadeshin, they call it, they nickname it nowadays. Meaning, if you ask an average woman nowadays, when do you get your period? She would say, I don't know, anytime between, 32 and 38. Between 26 and 32, whatever it may be. Meaning, what was his case? A woman never got her period until at least 14 days after Mikra. Let's assume she always went to Mikra after 12 days, so 26. She never got her period before day 26. So, says the transgression, until day 26, she's considered to have a SS. She has a half SS. She doesn't know when she will get her period, but she knows when she won't get her period. So until day 26, she's considered to have a BSS. From day 26 and on, she's considered not to have a BSS. Okay. Now, why did the Trumas Hadeshin say this? He said this because he was holding like the Rush. Right? That you always need a Bedika if you don't have a BSS. So he's saying this one until 26 doesn't need a Bedika after 26 does. However, what if you hold like the Mechaber? Not like the Rosh, but like the Rith. So it's not so fair. My fancy new Shulchan Aruch is not there. But in my old Shulchan Aruch, like the one from Europe, they put in the back, like just the print of this particular edition, put the Chassam Sofer's Pirish on Shulchan Aruch. And the Chassam Sofer right here says, let me find the Chassam Sofer right here. Says the Chassam Sofer, ready? He says, here we are. The Hani Nashi Didon, the Ruban Yishlan Vestas Man Yadua, the Hagar Ingam Fias. Most of our women who have Vestas, they won't see until a certain number of days, meaning some women are very irregular. You never know what day. But most women will never see until 26, until 28, 30, whatever their personal case is. In the case afterwards, you don't know. Oz, when he says, this also applies to the Rif. When is she chayv to do three bedikos? Only during the days she's considering in Leveses. Not in the days she's considering Yesh Leveses. This whole thing is only in Leveses. Meaning until day 26, she's not chayv to do three bedikos. She's not chayv, she's not yotze. So what does the Chassam Sofer say? As a normal el b'mashabodka gimel panim v'socha esher b'yom el tshrichi b'dok gimel panim v'yomim sha'achar esher b'yom sha'az dinet v'she'im l'veses v'osav digam tziyas v'savay v'loz v'lazekval. Basically, the Chassam Sofer says that he makes it really complicated to do b'dikos the first three times. Says the Chassam Sofer, not in her Trumas Hadeshin days. Meaning now, you need a PhD to be Yotzei the Mechaber. Why? Because the woman gets married. Say, the first three tashmishes, you have to do this fancy check. A tripartite check. The first three tashmishes. But what do the first three tashmishes mean? After the damasum ends. Okay, can handle that. Not when you're pregnant or nursing. And only, and not in days when you never get your period. So that makes you take a long time, right? Imagine, let's say a woman, she never gets her period before 32. So she can't be yotzei these three checks till 32. She says, I'll wait till day 32. Okay, so she waits till day 32, and then she gets her period. That's no tashmish. Okay, next month, I'll wait till day 32. She waits till day 32, whatever. It's not a good night for tashmish. She ends up at 34 and then gets her period. And then no tashmish. So next month, I'll wait for 32. And she gets in one bedika. And then I'll also do another one on the next time, but then she gets her period. Okay. And then the next month, she says, I'll hop one, she gets one, day 32, and gets pregnant. But now, 2 years later, she's opening Yosei twice. And all of a sudden, she now has the chedim Yosei the third time. So, it could take a while to be Yosei these three times. That's another reason why I like possibly like the shah. Because the Maisa, it's so complicated to be Yosei the Chasam Sofer for these three times, that the odds are that the average couple will do the three times on the wrong times anyway. So, like, what's the point to be Machmer like the Machab? So, in my opinion, I'd like to be made for like the shah everywhere. Okay, I'm afraid of Minigur Tzisrael. But you see that it's many good reasons for Mekel like the Shach. But in any case, here in Eretz Yisrael, we're Machmer like the Mechaber, so you have to teach them. It's very complicated. The first three times, that qualify. What qualifies after Dama Sulam when you're not pregnant or nursing, and when it's not days when you never get your period anyway, because then you consider to have a Vesses and you're Potter for these videos. Okay, that is the Halacha L'maisa. Oh, what if they mess up? So it doesn't matter because Amy. The Allah was really like the Shach. And B, after a few years, according to the Shevet Alevi, they were Yotzei anyway. So the world does not come to an end. Okay, that's the details. Someone might ask me a theoretical question about this. That there's one thing that's illogical about the way the Mechaber says over the Rif. That's the Mechabers are Bibles. The Prisha asked this kasha. We do it, why do we do it three times? We do it three times to check if she's Rav Machmas Tashmish. The Rif seems to be L'shitase. If the point is checking if she's Rav Machmas Tashmish, she should only check after Tashmish to see if she's Rav Machmas Tashmish. There's no need to check before Tashmish because we're not Koshe, she's getting a great stock. We're only Koshe Rav Machmas Tashmish. So why did the Machaber and the Ramban make a claim? He says you only check three times after and before Tashmish. If we're only checking to make sure you're not a Roma who's Tashmish, why do we have to check before Tashmish? That's not logical. If we're checking for Tashmish, we should have to do that your whole life. Anyone want to give an answer? I'm pretty sure on the Daf of the Shulchan Aruch, no one answers this question. But on the Daf of the
point, to make sure there's no Dam beforehand?
Aha. So one answer is, it's a Tova Kamash B'lai. After all, remember, Roma who's Tashmish is really bad, you have to get divorced. What if she happened to have gotten her period 5 minutes before Tashmish? And she only checks after. So thinks she's a Rav Machmas Tashmish and have to get divorced, when really she just had bad timing. So one answer is, it's a Tova. You have to do B'dika beforehand as an Eitz Tova to not have a false positive. That's one answer. That's probably the best answer. The other answer the Prisha gives is Agav. In the days of Taros, you always had to check for Tashmish, because once you have to check for Taros, you have to check for your husband. Here, once you have to check after, I got the chiyuv to check after. They also said to check before. Meaning they weren't matriach people to check all the time, but once you have to check anyway, they always say, do some extra checking. That's called aga. You know, migo. So, migo de bayi b'dika l'taras bayi b'dika l'bal, or in this case, migo de bayi b'dika achar kach bayi b'dika kodem. Okay, those are the two shitas. Either it's for your benefit to check beforehand so you don't get a false positive, or it's for your estate's benefit to check beforehand in case you haven't have gotten your period recently. So why don't you always do that? Only me what you're doing after, they're also told you to do before.
It's really just because of Agnes, because she doesn't have Chazaka yet and she doesn't see Machmas.
Yeah, but why does that make her have to check beforehand?
And because it's only
beforehand is not Machmas Tashmas, it's Machmas Klum. Right? Meaning if she hasn't checked beforehand because she's afraid she might have gotten her period, then you should be the Rosh and the Rambam, tell her to do it her whole life. There's no way to get you out of that Chazaka. So, okay, anyway, those are the two shitas. Halacha, Sif Dalit,
The husband's cloth that he wipes himself with, the wife is allowed to like bring it to the light and check it. After all, if she's nemenis anida, she's also nemenis to check his cloth. That's pretty posh. And what if three times she finds dam after tashmish? Then she's mostly to see dam because of tashmish, and now she can never engage in tashmish again, and she cannot sleep with that man anymore for the rest of her life and has to get divorced. And that is what the next simon is about, simon kof pei zayin. Yes.
When we're talking about seeing blood after tashmish, does it only count for what we're talking about if it's tamea blood? Like, what if it's tahora?
No, only if it's tamea. Make sure she finds dam after. If she finds a color after tashmish that's not red, then that's no problem. It's only if she finds dam that makes her anida, because then you might know she was anida during tashmish, and then she's not allowed to do it again.
Even if it's one of the other exemptions, like if it's on a garment that's not makabel tuma or in the wrong size, like those things, or we're not.
Okay, good question. Meaning, what about the kulas of ksamim? It's I find that it's not makabel tuma, if it's smaller than bris, etc. Do you even officially learn yet? But we already know about. So the poskim write that the whole reason, well, that if she finds the dam right after tashmish, then we assume that it came with a hargasha, because the Gemara says, think about it a second. The Gemara asks your question a little more indirectly. In Daf Nun Zayin Beis, the Gemara says, Kesem is not Matami, at first they say. Oh, what about Romach Mustashmish? Why is she Tameya? She just found the stain. Here we are. Nimsa al Shalot, Tameyim, Bechayavim, Be Karban. Okay. The Tameyim, Chayva Karban for Bias Nida, because he finds blood on his Aver. What's the problem? There's no hargasha. So the Gemara says, la'olam da'argasha ve'eim hargasha shamashava. No, there is hargasha. It's a case where there's hargasha. Sorry. I'm just going to turn off the air conditioner because we're not yet ready for Mashiach Ruach Mordechai Gesha. The Gemara says in Zayin Beis that there's a hargasha, and she thought it was the hargasha of tashmish, of the aver, and it was really the hargasha of dam. Meaning, whenever you find blood during the right after tashmish, we assume that it came with a hargasha, but that hargasha was felt like the hargasha of tashmish. If it came with hargasha, then it's more chaver than ksamim, and we assume it's a real riyah. So basically, if you find blood after a tashmish, then we are machmir to treat it as a re'iya, not as a kesem. We are machmir to treat it as a hargasha. We treat tashmish as a hargasha. You're in trouble. That's the answer to the question.
And okay. That right after is 15 seconds about?
We'll get to that. Okay, that'll be discussed explicitly. That's what you ask, but that's what we'll say. Okay. Maybe we will call it a day now, and we'll pick up with Simon Kof Pei Zayin, Mirtz Hashem, next time. So I know most of us are probably a little into Kof Pei Zayin by now, but we'll pick up with it next time.
The reason you're not going to put some sort of you're going to apply, like, what you said, by, like, the shape and the leaving, like, she attached which many times she didn't see down. Even if it's during the days that she
I think the point is she would also have had a lot of days that would be Yotze.